Calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then what else is possible? Coke Zero. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. And don't forget to pick up all your other favorite Coke products at your favorite stores. Coca-Cola, Hancock Bottling. All right, back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's talk some recruits, Coach. People are
Sounds good to me, Derek.
I know you always have to hold off because you have to wait till things are official and there's so many rules and regulations, but now you're allowed to talk about things.
Well, we are, and I think just, the signing date was, it's always the second Wednesday in November, so obviously we've passed that by, but with going to Alaska and everything and whatnot and getting the letters back in, so we got them all in pretty quick, so we think we have a real good class. Have you ever heard a coach say they don't like the recruiting class?
No, I haven't. But
we like this class. I think it really addresses a lot of our needs as we continue to build our program. Number one, speed. You know me, I like guys who can skate and get after it, especially the style we're trying to play, and skill. We've added some scoring to the mix, and then some size. We've also added some size and some toughness, and most importantly, is a lot of character. Some real character kids. A lot of these guys are either captains or assistant captains on their team, playing for good programs and played in a lot of good situations. So I really like the group going forward. As usual, we don't know if all these guys will be coming in next year or the year after. So we might have a couple of them defer to the following year, just based on how their years play out. And that's one of the things, that common thing that happens in college hockey. Now, a lot of kids will sign a letter of intent, and it's either for this year or the year after. So we have some of that with this group.
Before we get to our first one, Evan Anderson, how much do you know or have a gut feeling about that at this stage?
Well, a little bit. If a kid's had an injury, like we have one player who's had two, pretty significant injuries right now this year. And my thing is, and our coaching staff, is we always want players, we tell them, we want you to be over ready so that you can come in and contribute to the team. Not just come here and be a part of the team, but come on in and be able to contribute. And, one of the few sports here, even at Michigan Tech, in their division too. And a lot of those players can't even come in and play at that level. They've got a city here. So here we are in Division One, and we got to try and bring guys in and play as freshmen. So that's the difference. So I was talking to a couple of football guys, and they say the majority of their guys redshirt. We don't have that luxury. We've got to bring guys in and play their freshman year. So I think that's why you see guys play an extra year or two to come in, and they get this sort of the redshirt year while they're playing junior hockey, not here on campus.
All right, we don't have a whole lot of time for each one, but let's go through all of them, Coach. If we can start with Evan Anderson, who's playing in the BCHL.
Yeah, Evan Anderson, big, strapping, tall, lanky player forward. He's off to a real good start. Top 10 in the BC Junior League. Plays at Salmon Arm, where we had Shane Hanna from. And we think he's going to add some offense. He's just starting to come into his own. I think a late bloomer, but kid out of Denver, Colorado. And we think he's going to be obviously a good forward for us.
Shoots left. Is he going to be a winger on that?
No. Well, he could play both. Okay. And that's the nice thing I like about some of these players, that they have the diversity. They can play one or two or three different positions, actually. But he also plays with a guy named Alex Gillies. So just to jump in with Alex. Alex Gillies, another one who's in the top 10 in scoring. They play on the same line a lot in Salmon Arm. Alex has had two real good years in the BC Junior League. Just recently played in the World Cup Challenge out in Nova Scotia for Team West. He's on the Central Scouting list. So he's a very good offensive player, can skate, plays with some bite to his game. So those two guys from Salmon Arm are really going to help our offense.
Dan Burks, who's an NHL draft pick.
Dane Burks, drafted by Pittsburgh. I had the assistant general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins call me last week, Jason Bottrell, and talk a little bit about Dane and his progress, because they want him to come into school, obviously, and they're really excited about him and his future. And so I talked to Jason quite a bit about Dane. But Dane's a real smooth skating defenseman, and he's going to fit in well with our young freshman defenseman. The way he plays, he can get back, get the puck, make a good breakout. And then he's got some offensive instincts. So Dane, again, he played out in that World Challenge Cup with Alex Gillies on the same team.
Left-handed forward from White Rock, BC, Mason Blacklock.
Mason Blacklock, he's one of those guys we talked about. He was top five in scoring, and then he got hurt, had a knee injury, nothing major, no surgery, but he's been out almost 6 weeks now. But he was off to a great start. He still leads his team in goals, I think, and has missed almost 15 to 20 games. But good speed, good skater, very creative, dynamic. Like I said, he's going to help our offense, and he plays with another player D'Amico Hanoun. D'Amico's also in Vernon. D'Amico's maybe the most talented, just a skill of all the forwards. And when you watch him, he scores some goals that brings you out of your seats. So D'Amico was in Surrey last year. Surrey went to the Royal Bank Cup, had a real good run. So he's played on some real good teams. A cousin of Alex Patan also. Mm-hmm. So D'Amico's going to add some offense and can play center, probably will play center for us.
An Illinois kid, Brett Bowen.
Brett Bowen's having a real good year for Dubuque in the USHL. Brett came out of the Shattuck St. Mary's program in Minnesota, which has produced a lot of good players. Score, he's got good speed. Similar player to Alex Patan. So we're not sure Brett's going to come 1 year or 2 years, but he's playing very well right now in Dubuque, which has one of the top teams in the USHL.
Another good-sized defenseman coach in Matt Roy.
Matt Roy, big, strong kid out of Detroit, plays Indiana Ice in the USHL. He's had some injuries, so he's had a concussion, and now he just had a knee, so he's out another 6 to 8 weeks. So he's one of those players that we'll monitor when he comes back and see if Brady's, but real poised, similar to Cliff Watson type player, so we're excited to get him.
And of course, the other guys that have already been talked about in Mark Ock and Jake Jackson, Les Perrance, and Stemmen.
Yeah, obviously Mark Ock, defenseman, Cedar Rapids, USHL, puts up good numbers, plays on the power play, a little bit like Shane Hanna, can really skate, got a great hockey IQ. Joel Esperance had a big night the other night, Saturday night, scored 4 goals for Tri-City Storms in the USHL. Joel is just starting to really come on, you know, big body. We'll look forward to having Joel, big tall centerman. So, and then Jake Jackson. Jake Jackson's been injured a little bit, was drafted by San Jose, off to a slow start for Des Moines in the USHL, but picked up his first goal the other night, and he's played well. From all our reports, he's played well. He's just making that adjustment from Minnesota High School to the USHL, but we think he's going to be a terrific player. He's a CJ Ike-type skater, so he can put pressure on defenses, and he can score. And then Dylan Stemmen plays with Mark Ock in Cedar Rapids. Dylan is more of a Mike Neville-type player, good all-around player, can play on the PK, can play on the power play, block shots, great on faceoffs, just a gritty player who can skate. So we think it's a real good class. It's going to add to all of our needs and make us a better team. Just another step in the building process.
If you had to, I'll put you on the spot here, but if you had to say which guys you know for sure are coming in next year, Coach, who would that be?
Wow, that's a tough question. Well, Dylan Burke's for sure on defense. And then Evan Anderson, Mason Blacklock, Alex Gillies, you know, those guys for sure. Joel Schultz on defense. We missed Joel Schultz. He'll come in. He's a defenseman also. Mm-hmm. Real tough kid. He'll give us some character and some physicality. Something like a Carl Nielsen, actually. Mm-hmm. So they don't make him any tougher than him. Great student. Just a great character. A real leader. So we're anxious to get Joel here also. But he'll come in for sure. And then Joel Esperance, Dylan Stemmen, they'll be here. And then the other guys will go from there.
Very good. Yep. Can't wait.
Well, I can't wait either. And that's the other thing. You got to wait to get these guys here. And but it's a big class, but it's also a very talented class.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to give away some tickets for this weekend's games. Plus, we'll get to a couple of your questions. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93.
The countdown to Christmas has begun, and University Images and the Campus Bookstore are ready with the 12 Days of Christmas sale. Take up to 50% off on selected Michigan Tech merchandise each day from December 9th through the 20th. Something different will be featured each day. For daily special and hours, visit their Facebook page at Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and click on like. Remember, the public is always welcome.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect